Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Almost upon the Funkinville detectives. Riding to a lonely junction point and getting off the train in the dark has not raised the courage of our rural gumshoes in the least. They are faced with a 2-mile walk down the dark track and have just about given up hope of receiving any help when they are met by the section boss of the ill-fated construction crew. It was bad enough to come to the scene of a crime where 5 men, including 2 detectives, have already disappeared. But to find out that those at the actual scene know nothing about the method of the crimes is even more unnerving. And the detectives are none too brave, as we now discover them talking to the section boss.
Now, what is this all that's going on here?
A station agent that hired us at Funkinville was so darn mysterious, he wouldn't tell us nothing about it.
Not a darn thing. Said the story was so wild that if he did tell us, we'd just laugh and not come out of here at all.
Yeah, and he said that you would tell us all about it.
Well, sure, and I'll tell you all I know about it, but it won't help you much.
You've been here all the time, ain't you?
Yes, and the boss of a section gang ought to know all that's going on around his manatee.
Yeah.
We got nowhere we're at, you know, going in this kind of a case.
Me and Elmer never detect without knowing just what we're after.
Well, I can tell you plenty about it, but it won't do you much good. All I know is this, that we've lost 5 men here in 5 nights, and every night it happens just at the stroke of 12.
Yeah.
The lads would hear the train coming, go out to look at it, and that's the last we ever seen of them.
They just get in front of the train and get hit. That's all.
Certainly, sir, that's all. Yeah. But what's the matter with them fellas anyway? Let the train hit them. That's what we got to find out.
What did they look like when you found them?
Well, that's the trouble. We never found them.
You never found them? And then how do you know they was killed?
Now, look here. We've seen the telegram you sent the station agent saying he lost 5 men in 5 nights. And if this here killing didn't stop, you'd have to close the division.
And now, tell me, Elmer, something. Was them fellas killed, or was they not?
I'm trying to tell you, but I can't very far if you farmers don't give me a chance to talk.
Elmer, did you hear that? He called us a farmer.
Yeah, certainly I heard it. If you don't like our looks, you can get along without Punkin' Bill's finest. This ain't the first case we've had, mister, and look at here, don't you get fresh.
No, sir. When Elmer Peabody...
That's me, feller.
And Cy Perkins...
He's doing the talking now.
...gets on a case, she's figured out. And we're on this case.
Now, hold on, Bite. Hold on. No hard feelings. And I'll tell you the story. The workmen are all living in an old car on the sidetrack, right by the bridge there.
Yeah, is that where the new line is being built to Squash Holler?
Cy, don't stop this fella. He's got a hard time telling his crazy story anyway.
I didn't mean to butt in, mister.
Oh, that's all right. Yes, we're working on the new line. Now, this way car, where the boys eat and sleep, is on a temporary siding. And there's a steep bank that a man can't climb up on each side of the track.
That's awful mixed up to me. Can you figure it out, Elmer?
Certainly I can. That's the answer to the whole thing right there.
What's the answer to what?
Didn't this feller tell us that the car where them boys is living is right in the deep ditch?
Yeah, he said it was so deep and steep that the feller couldn't get out of it.
Now you shoot aside. Well, don't that mean nothing to you?
No, nothing to do with them fellas are getting killed, Elmer.
No, sometimes, Cy, I lose hope for you. Yes, I do, I lose hope. That'll get you.
Yeah, what's the matter?
If a feller steps out the door of that car, he can't go no place but right on the track, see?
Well, you and me has been walking on this track for 2 hours. You thought it was good enough for me.
Cy Perkins, when you listen to this, them fellas heard that train coming. They stepped out to take a look at it, and he was on the track. Well, the train hits him. No mystery in that, is it?
Yeah, but if I was asleep in that close to railroad track and heard a train coming, I'd stay asleep till it got past.
Now, wait a bit, wait a bit. Of all the jabbering I ever heard, you fellas is the worst. Now, let me finish my story, will you? As we're getting near the bridge, and I want to go back alone without any of the boys in the car knowing you're on the job.
Hey, that's a good idea, eh, Dummy?
So darn good I must have thought of it for him.
All right, go ahead, mister. We'll keep quiet.
Maybe you will. It's too good to be true. Now, we'll get this over with. To begin with, I don't sleep in the car. I live in the section house over on the main line. And it's a good half hour's walk from the siding where the boys is.
Oh, then you wasn't there when them fellas disappeared?
Si, will you hush up and let Mike tell you a story?
Yeah, all right. Go ahead, Mike.
And what's more, I'll have you know my name ain't Mike. It's Pat. Patrick Carney O'Hoolahan.
That sounds kind of Irish to me.
Well, Mike, or Pat, Hooligan, or whatever it is, let's hear the story.
Yeah, go right ahead, Mike.
Pat Patrick O'Hoolahan. Now then, I came to work one morning and the Mexican lads was all worried about something. You know, they're a superstitious crowd anyhow. And when I got them quieted down, well, they told me the wildest story ever I heard.
Hey, Elmer, don't you think...
I think you better shut up or Pat and me'll get on you.
All right, I'm shut.
Now, them lads was telling me that one of them woke up and heard a train coming just at 12 o'clock midnight. He woke the others up and they all heard it. Then one of them went down on the track to see it go by. And just as the train was going right past the car, with the noise of the engine fearful loud, there was a terrible choking scream. The train went past and faded in the distance, and the lad that went out to watch it never came back.
Oh, yeah. That feller was carried away right on the front end of that train.
Which way was the train going, Pat?
What difference does that make?
Well, the boys all said they heard the train come from down this way. And go off across the bridge t'other way.
How do you care which way was it going, Elmer?
Yes, I got an idea them fellas was walking toward that bridge. And not knowing how fast that train was coming, hit him from behind and knocked him over into the river.
Yeah, but Elmer, if that happened, there'd be something on the front of that train for a clue, wouldn't it? And some of the fellas' clothing or something that the folks could find when the train got to the other end.
Maybe so, but that train never got to the other end.
How do you mean, Pat?
Say, why didn't the train get to the arena, huh? Why did it? Why did it?
Tell us the rest of it, Pat.
Well, if you'll stop your buttoning, I'll do me best. Now, of course, I didn't believe that story, as the boys is always sneaking off the job and thinking up some wild story about why they had to go. But when the same thing happened the next night, and the next, I got worried myself, and I wired the division super for some help.
And them two railroad detectives come out here then, didn't they?
Yes, and from what we heard, the same thing happened to them as happened to the Mexican boys.
Did they get whatever happened to them together?
No, they didn't. One at a time. They told me to stay away the first night, and sure enough, just at 12 o'clock, this train come a-roaring in. One of the detectives went out to see what he could see. It was the same story. Just as the noise of the train was so loud that it sounded as if it was coming right through the car, there came that same awful choking scream. And when the other detective rushed out, the train and his buddy was gone.
Elmer, I'm a-getting plumb scared to death, sitting out here on a cold railroad track in the dark and listening to that stuff.
Well, my goodness, I ain't getting no younger myself. This is our duty. We does our duty as we sees it. Well, go on, Pat. How'd the other detective get to... Well, how did he?
This other detective didn't go right out and try the same thing, did he?
Yeah, and that's just what he did.
Oh.
He didn't believe this thing was really going on, and neither did I. So him and me fixed it up. And when he heard the train, he was to go out and walk down toward the bridge, just like the other fellas did.
Yeah.
And I was going to stay in the car when he went out. Then I was to go out right behind him.
Oh, you was going to stay behind him.
That's right.
Yeah.
And watch him as far as I could see from the end of the car. You know, there's a red and green light at the end of the switch track there. And I know I could see him past that.
Well, what happened to him and to you?
Oh, shucks. Can't you see that nothing happened to Pat? If he did, he wouldn't be here now.
Well, the other fella ain't here, is he?
That he ain't me, lads. And it was Patrick O'Hoolahan himself who let the boy get his. It was me that let him walk out on the track and get killed entirely, or spirited away, or whatever in the world happened to him.
Well, you ought to know better than that.
Now, what do you mean, Si? Tell him Perry ought to know better.
Well, I mean that he knowed that train always come through at 12 o'clock, and he let that fella walk right out in front of it.
Well, it does look like he'd been a little careless with the detectives out here, Si, but he's going to be careful with us.
We ain't going to do no walking on that track. Not when it gets near time for that 12 o'clock train.
Yeah, but that's the part, boys. The part that comes hard in the telling of it. And you'll find it harder in the believing. There ain't no train through here at 12 o'clock.
Are you sure?
Well, certainly there ain't no regular train. My goodness, boys wouldn't have bothered looking at that. But trains has been stolen and run off by bootleggers and smugglers and such like, you know.
But Elmer, Pat has been telling us that he heard that train with his own ears.
Yes, and so I did, me lads. Just as true as I'm sitting here now, I heard that train. Now listen close, boys, and don't think I'm crazy. This is exactly what happened last night.
Me and Elmer's learned that anything can happen in detecting.
Yeah, me and Sang believe bigger than you can tell him, Pat. We know it's a dangerous case, but, well, we're dangerous fellas.
Just how did it happen, Pat?
Well, if you can believe this one, I ain't the only one that's batty. Now, last night, just at 1 minute before midnight, we heard the train coming. The detective went out and me right after him. The train was getting louder and closer. The goose pimples were standing up on the back of me neck. The young lad was just out of sight down toward the bridge. Then the train was right on top of me. That same choke and scream from the detective. And the train and the boy was gone.
Yeah, then you know there was a train go past. And if it didn't have no lights on it, it went past so fast that you never seen it.
But I tell you, there weren't no train. And I know because I was standing in the middle of the track.
And what a mystery this one is. Cy and Elmer will now have their chance to catch the midnight murder train. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.